Good morning, everybody. So I was reflecting on the readings yesterday, and in the gospel reading, Jesus is referring back to our first reading in Isaiah. And in that reading, God is actually lamenting that he has prepared and worked hard and done so much, yet wild grapes are produced. The harvest is not what it should have been. And then more specifically in the gospel reading, as Jesus is referring to this and talking to the chief priest and the elders, he begins to really, what he's saying to them is listen, I gave you this land to take care of, and you're not. I sent prophets to speak the truth and to guide you, and you didn't listen. Then I sent my son, who you are going to crucify on a cross. So he's saying this to the Pharisees and the chief priest, and you can imagine how they may be feeling about Jesus at this time, because that's exactly what they did. They hung him on a cross and they killed him. Although God had given them everything, and God is always giving us, even when we are not giving back, he wants to give us more and more. Even when we reject him, he always calls us back and wants to give us more and more. So I started thinking about my own life, and maybe your life as well. How much God has really given us. Through his Son, he has given us the gateway to heaven. He has given us the church. We are the church, the body of Christ, each one of us. He has given us the sacraments by which his grace can flow through to all of us. In a special way, he has given us our spouse as someone who he can love us through, one spouse to the other. He's given us children who are an expression of our love and who we love so dearly. God has given us so much, but what have I done with what God has given us? When I receive the sacrament of the Eucharist, do I believe that it's the body, the blood, the soul, and divinity of Jesus? Do I allow receiving him to become an intimate part of who I am, such that it transforms the person that I am when I go out into the world? Do I become who I have received in how I live out my life? Am I producing the good fruit that God wants me to in my life? And when I fall, do I go to the sacrament of reconciliation? Do I try to make myself right with God, to ask for his forgiveness, because his grace cannot flow through us fully if we are not right with him? So I encourage you to go to reconciliation at least once a month. I say that almost every time I get up here. And some people are actually doing it. It's awesome. And it's fruitful because it's a sacrament, and grace flows through that sacrament, not just when you receive forgiveness, but when you walk out of the confessional and you continue to live your life out, that grace continues to help you to resist sin. So we must be a people that lives a sacramental life. Am I embracing everything that God has given me to use it for his will and for his good? Or am I not being a good tenant? I work really hard at work. I deserve all the money that I make. I should be able to do whatever I want to do. The world says, hey, I need to get mine. I've earned it. I deserve it. That's how it should be. But Lord Jesus teaches us exactly the opposite. That this place that we live is only temporary. This is only a stop along the way to all of eternity, praising and glorifying God. In his beatific vision, Lord, may it come soon that I will see you face to face and know the fullness of who you are. And may I continue in this life today, each and every day, as I receive you and as I reconcile with you, to become more and more one with you, so that the way I live my life out is the way you call me to live my life out. Because everything I have, everything that I earn, it's not mine, Lord. It's yours. And I'm called to give it away. To give it away to you fully in every way that I can. To empty myself of who I am so that your Holy Spirit, which you gave us, can pour through me. That I don't just contain it as a person, but that that love of God will flow through me onto the world and produce good fruit that will draw others in my family, my friends, closer to the God who created them and the God who loves them. Now, often when we do this, when we follow God's will, there's going to be struggles and there's going to be difficulties. It's not always going to be easy. And I can tell you, it is not always easy for me to, number one, follow the will of God. And number two, when I do follow the will of God, to deal with everything that comes along with doing that. Because there's going to be rejection. There's going to be persecution. Sometimes it's going to feel uncomfortable to do what God is calling us to do. But St. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, is telling us, do not be anxious. Do not try to be in control, but trust God. And when we trust God in all we do, that peace that is beyond all understanding will come over us. And I know that we have all, at some point in our life, experienced that when we truly gave something to God, we felt that peace of letting Him be in control. But we're called to do that in everything that we do. So I pray that God will open all of our hearts to trust Him in no matter what the situation is, as we go out to produce good fruit, that He is in control, that His Spirit will be the fuel that drives us, and His love will bring all of us together into one. Now today is the feast day of St. Francis. And St. Francis is kind of a good example for today in the sense that when he first started, he came from a wealthy family. And he wanted to be a knight, and he wanted to be well thought of and very popular. Well, it didn't turn out that way for him. As much as he wanted that, God humbled him a little bit. And not only did God humble him, he called him to a life of poverty, which eventually, over time, he embraced that life of poverty. Because there's in the Beatitudes, the first one is, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. So when we become poor in spirit, we are fully relying on God. We recognize that everything we have is not ours, but yet it is meant to be given away. When we empty ourselves of ourselves, then we can be filled with God. Every single time before I come into the sanctuary and before I come to proclaim the gospel, I go, Lord, empty me of me so that I may be filled with you. Because the world wants you to be filled with all of this stuff. And that stuff, they say, is yours and you get to keep it. But that's not what God wants us to do. God wants us to take all of the gifts, all of the things He's given us, both in our lives, everything that we've earned, everything we receive through the sacraments. He wants us to take all of that and allow each one of us to be a transforming effect on the world. God wants you to be His instrument of love and mercy and peace to the entire world. So as we adore the Lord in the Eucharist, as we're about to in a few moments, as you come up to receive Him, say, Lord, please empty me of me so that I may be filled with you. May He be praised forever.